Peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear again some verses from this Sunday's Gospel, St. Matthew 6, verses 30 to 34, as they are translated in the New King James Version of the Bible. Jesus said, "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all those things the Gentiles seek, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Every year on this 15th Sunday after Trinity, we hear these words from our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, which St. Matthew has recorded for our learning. And who can doubt that we need to hear these words over and over and over again? But perhaps especially this year, we need to hear these words of our Savior. "Do not worry," Jesus says. But how easy it is for us fallen children of Adam to do just that. Of course, some of us worry more than others. And all of us probably know people, perhaps we ourselves, who have an irresistible urge to, as we say, borrow trouble, heedless of the Savior's words, "Do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." How we need to hear these words of the Lord Jesus and take them to heart. Last year, on the 15th Sunday after Trinity, none of us could have imagined the circumstances in which we and countless people around the world are now living. To be sure, we don't constantly dwell on this terrible virus which now literally plagues the world, but I suspect that for many of us it remains just below the threshold of consciousness. There is also this: there's just so much today that seems to be utterly unsettled. It seems as if there is unrest and violence throughout the world, all the settled conditions of life being brought into question. And nature itself seems to be in an uproar. The terrible fires on the West Coast and in the Amazon region, and now also in the vast region of Siberia. Besides all this, there are the problems in our own lives and the lives of our loved ones and friends. And given all these circumstances, it's oh so easy to worry ourselves to death. And so in the light of all of this, we need to take to heart the words of Jesus. And Jesus both opens our eyes to the temptation to worry. He also shows us the way of escape. The opposite of worry is trust. "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. What then is the way of escape? Notice how our Lord not only invites us to consider God's care for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, but Jesus repeatedly speaks of your heavenly Father. And with these words, the Lord Jesus is inviting us to trust God, not in a clenched teeth grim sort of way, but to trust God as Father. And how do we know with certainty that God is our Father? Because God spared not his own Son, but gave him up for us all on the cross, blotting out all our sins, also our sins of anxious mistrust and worry, so that we are now clothed not in the soiled garments of any righteousness of our own, but in the spotless robe of Jesus' blood and righteousness, which are ours through simple trust, as we say in that simple prayer, Jesus' blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. In these before my God I'll stand, when I shall reach the heavenly land. Each one of us can say, as we say in the Catechism, I believe that God has made me and all creatures. I believe that God has made me. And that means that there is no person who has ever lived or will ever live that is a product of chance. I believe God has made me. Each one of us is the result of a thought of God. Each one of us is willed. Each one of us is loved. Each one of us is necessary. The opposite of worry is trust. And not just any kind of trust, but trust in God as our Heavenly Father through his dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. With confident and trusting and, yes, sometimes trembling hearts, we place all our worries into the hands of Jesus. And we can trust those hands because they still bear the marks of the nails. Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side. To be sure, you and I are still living in a fallen creation, a creation which St. Paul describes as groaning and laboring with birth pangs until now. But Paul also says that when the risen Lord appears in glory, creation itself will, in a way we cannot now even dimly imagine, be delivered from the bondage of corruption and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. That is our great and glorious hope, when the whole creation will be clothed in resurrection glory. Until then, we live in trust in our crucified and risen Savior. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.